Plantation House Party with Jack West, the Dixie Dons, the Colonels of Corn, the Plantation Choir, yours truly, Louis Buck, and starring the Duke of Paducah.
I'm going to the wagon, boys. These shoes are killing me.
Back to those blue Dixie skies.
There comes a time when life must be suspended while we listen to the man in the loud suspenders. And here he is, the Duke of Paducah.
And when you say down on the old plantation, you're speaking of a beautiful piece of music. And when you speak of music and singing, you're speaking to a man that has a well-rounded musical background. My father used to whoop me with a banjo. Now, I took singing lessons from a professor, and he charged $5 and $10.
Five and $10? Why the difference in price?
Well, Louis, for $10, when I started to sing, he'd stay right in the same room with me. Many years ago, I used to have a band, Benny Ford and his all-girl chasing orchestra. They ain't changed a bit.
Louis, hey, Duke, did you go to hear the symphony yesterday?
Well, Louis, I wanted to go, but I had trouble with a ticket seller. I walked up to the window and I said, "Have you got two seats in the front?" And he answered me with a sharp no. I said, "Well, then have you got two seats in the rear?" He said, "No, but brother, if I did have, I could do a terrific rumba." My wife's drinking brother Willie's a musician, Louis, and he's having an interesting experience with his trombone. Somebody poured water in it, and now no matter what he plays, it comes out stormy weather. And after that joke, while Louis passes out the bath towels, I, by popular request of thousands of my radio fans, will not sing on this program.
You're darn right you won't, Duke, because it's time now to hear from Jack West, and his tune is Mary Lou.
He just jealous.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou, cross my heart, I love you. Every bell in the steeple is ready to ring, and all the people are planning pretty presents all for you. Mary Lou, won't you give your promise to? Folks from miles around are waiting to start the celebrating when you say I do. Mary Lou, Mary Lou, Mary Lou, won't you give your promise true? Folks from miles around are waiting to start the celebrating when you say I do, Mary Lou.
Hey there, neighbors, what do you say? Take this tip without delay.
Cobbs playing T for Two.
Say, Duke, you know, I too am a musician.
No.
Why, all my family was musical. Why, I can remember when my sister used to play a zither and it went tunk, tunk, tunk.
Hey, Louie, a zither don't tunk.
Well, maybe it went tank, tank, tank then.
Louie, a zither don't tank either.
All right, wise guy. If a zither don't tunk and it don't tank, then what does it do?
Confidential, Louie, do it. A zither tink.
I'd have known that. Duke, have you ever written any songs?
Louie, I'd have died if you hadn't asked me that question. You are really surrounded. Now, I don't mean maybe. This is one of my greatest accomplishments, songwriting. Man, one of my latest is, I want a girl just like the girl that Mama found a picture of in Daddy's billfold. And another one, The Angry Crowd, or When the Fireman Answered the Bell in His Red Underwear, Everybody Saw Red.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got a silo one. Haste down your toupee, Grandpa. It's windy, and you may blow your top.
That's
don't chop any more wood, Ma. Pa's coming home with a load. Again. Don't throw a fastball at John L. Lewis. He'll call a strike on you.
I thought he was
going to write
that.
Father flew to pieces when Mother brought the hammer down on his head.
I quit.
I got a silo, buddy. You got enough, huh? I'm not like Toscanini. I can't direct a symphony. And I'm not like Jack Benny because I can't play the B. But you ain't heard nothing yet until you've heard me sing, I'm going back to the wagon, folks. These shoes are killing me.
Well, Duke, I don't know what you said about music, but here the Dixie Dons about to sing Angry.
Dearie, please don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you. I wouldn't even let you think of leaving. Don't you know I love you too? Just because I took a look at somebody else, that's no reason you should put for me on the shelf.
Keep from trying to give them a few pointers.
Well, now you just take my advice, Duke, and stick to your own knitting. Why, you couldn't sing with a bullfrog chorus.
You mind your own manners, young fella. 'Twas a time when my voice was the talk of the nation. Reminds me of the night when I sang Il Trovatore to Metropolitan Grand Opera. Had the crowds at my feet. Yes, sir, my golden tenor soared through the big place like a bird on wings. Fact is, I plumb stopped the show.
Now, wait a minute. You sure the stage manager didn't stop it?
No, sir, I stopped it. Stopped it sudden-like so that folks could hear what this young fella has to say. Here's Jack West to sing for us, Just Plain Love. But before he sings, I'd like to give you a little thought about love. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, then a lot of people sure do love the church. Sing about love, Jack.
When she looks you in the eye and your heart begins to sigh, it's just plain love. When she takes you by the hand and says, oh, I think you're grand, it's just plain love.
It's just plain love. It lives
just because she's by your side is just plain love.
When she looks you in the eye and your heart begins to sigh, it's just plain love. When she takes you by
just because she's by your side,
sure it's all love. It's just plain love.
That's all for now, folks. This is the Duke Producer, speaking for Jack West, the Dixie Dons, Lord Bradley, Lou, and Buck. And all the Plantation House gang, we never say goodbye. Just so long and keep listening. Everybody.